news about taxes regarding oil companies.
Let me first point out that the dilemma that we have, and that's declining revenue with declining production. When I got in the legislature 8 years ago, we were about 800,000 barrels a day. When we first started developing oil in Alaska, we were at 2 million barrels a day. We were roughly down about 513,000 barrels. Projection to decrease the oil production is about 6% estimated a year. Now, I voted for HB 110, and people say it was a sin, but it did bring the problem to the top. I guess you could like bring in the cream up that we do have a problem, and that's declining revenue. The budget that we adopted last year would require every working man and woman, and if you have a job, to pay $18,000 to maintain the lifestyle that we have in the operating budget. Sure, it'll go down, but I think we brought it to light. It's not the perfect answer, but we are going to address it. All bills previously adopted or introduced by the legislature are dead. There'll be a new bill introduced by whom, we don't know. Maybe it'll be a bunch of people get together and decide how to address the tax issue. Because within 8 or 10 years, who knows, maybe it's 12 years, the oil production will be so low that we're into a deficit. We're going to be in a deficit in less than that, probably 4 years. But we need oil production, or we have to find another resource that'll generate that kind of money. We're so heavily oil dependent on everything we do here. 90% of our economy and everything we spend in the budget is from oil. I think we looked at it. I don't want to see an income tax or a sales tax. I'm totally opposed to that, so we need to fund it and do an oil tax of it exemption if we need to encourage the production. That's the key thing. Get the production back up and get it producing. Thank you.
All right, and Mr. Christ-Tompkins.
The governor's oil tax bill would have cut taxes for oil companies by $2 billion a year. If that were passed, the state of Alaska would be staring down a $615 million budget deficit. So if we're talking about state income tax or state sales tax, taxes of any kind, voting for a tax cut for oil companies is voting for taxes for you and I and every other Alaskan. It makes no sense at all. And on an issue of such monumental importance, $2 billion a year is not, you know, a child's allowance or $20 billion over 10 years. This is a colossal sum of money. You know, if the system's not perfect, you don't just vote to give away $20 billion over 10 years. That's reckless. And we need representatives that, when the time comes, are going to stand up for our interest, Alaska's interest. And that means not giving away $2 billion every year. We can address this problem through increasing production on the North Slope, through production guarantees, incentivization for increased production. But having a problem and writing a $2 billion check to some of the wealthiest corporations on the planet does nothing to solve the problem. And I think we really need representation in the State House that will stand up for Alaska when Alaska needs representatives to stand up for its best interest.
Okay, and Senator Kukesh, what are your views about taxes on oil companies?
Well, I was lucky I was in the Senate and we had that question before us, so I think I did fairly well in my answer. I want to tell you though, on Wednesday the 10th in the Anchorage paper, there was a report on the North Slope borough, or the North Slope fields, and it said that there was a 30% increase on oil production on the North Slope this year. BP led the way with 53% increase, and there was a low of 0.09% increase. So that tells us that there's oil being produced up on the North Slope in a greater number than was done 2 years ago. So my question is, and I was there when the governor asked us to change oil taxes, and the majority in the Senate said no. And we said no because we had asked the oil companies what they would do with the money if we changed oil taxes. Would they, in fact, invest that money back in Alaska? They weren't willing to give us that answer. They were not willing to tell us, yes, we'll invest it back in Alaska. And this is from a company up on the North Slope that has 51% non-resident hire. I wrote a letter to the governor 2 years ago saying, what are you going to do about the people in on the North Slope who, when you negotiate these contracts, who have 51% non-resident hire? That's a lot of jobs up on the North Slope that could belong to Alaskans. So I guess my point here is that when you have oil companies in the state that had the largest profits in the history of their companies last year, why do we want to give them a tax break? We did agree in the House, and I mean the Senate, and we passed it last year, that we would give tax breaks on new fields. New fields. That would prove to us that they were doing something and to increase the oil fines on the slope up there. But they didn't make it out of, didn't make it past the House. It passed the Senate only. But the governor didn't like it, so that's why it didn't go anywhere. So my initial final reaction is that no, I would not vote to increase or to change the oil tax structure in Alaska.